Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 9th, 2007. In the West Bank, several Hamas members are arrested across the region. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, the Hamas movement has announced that it will fully implement its ban on unauthorized outdoor prayers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Tuesday met with Quartet Special Envoy Tony Blair. In a meeting described by both sides as positive, the two officials are thought to have discussed economic and political issues, in addition to Palestinian preparations for November's peace summit. In other news, Hamas sources reported Tuesday that security forces loyal to Fatah had arrested seven Hamas members across various areas of the West Bank. A statement released by the movement claims that the seven were arrested from the northern West Bank city of Nablus, the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli and Jordanian sources on Tuesday denied earlier reports of an agreement on Jordanian control over holy sites in the Old City of Jerusalem. An unnamed spokesman for the Israeli government indicated that such reports were baseless and that negotiations over the future status of the city would not take place until a later date and would take place with the Palestinians only. The spokesman also affirmed that Israel wishes to maintain sovereignty over the holy city without interfering in religious affairs. Ihab al-Ghusn, spokesman for the Interior Ministry of the deposed Hamas government in Gaza, stated Tuesday that his government will fully implement the ban on outdoor prayers. The spokesman stated that Fatah must in future ask for permission to hold such events, adding that a failure to do so would lead to the arrest of those organizing such prayer rallies. Mahmoud al-Zahar, a high-ranking Hamas official, on Monday called for the immediate resignation of United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon from his post, arguing that the chief displayed nothing but partiality towards Israel. Hamas spokesperson Sami Abu Zuhri on Tuesday stated that the Israeli state is unready and unwilling to present any political commitment to the Palestinians, adding that the upcoming US-sponsored peace summit will lead only to talks, political statements and blank commitments. Accordingly, Hamas called on the Ramallah-based government and other Arab countries to re-evaluate their participation in the summit, arguing that the conference would lead only to the liquidation of the Palestinian cause. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak on Tuesday claimed that Israel will be able to intercept 90% of projectiles fired at its territory in a number of years. Speaking to the Knesset State Control Committee, Barak stated that the project, initiated during Amir Peretz's reign as Defense Minister, was progressing as planned and would be completed within a matter of several years, adding that the completion of the system was of the highest priority to the ministry. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and Ghassan Banoura.